The criticism from Tun Ndorisu are justified because of the situation which is going on here in Tanzania and the experience of Tun Ndorisu himself, because Tun Ndorisu, for many years, he has been in the field trying to campaign against the effectiveness and the efficient use of resources. And he started his campaign before he joined even politics. So what he has been trying to speak out, to criticize the government, has been basing on his experience and the research he conducted before he joined politics when he was a lawyer. So to me, I think what he's trying to criticize against the incumbent government is justified.
He also criticized the president for using state resources to campaign. But where do you draw the line as a president? He is the president until the election is over, correct?
Yes, correct. You know, the problem we see here in Tanzania, and it is a challenge, when we see one of the candidates is campaigning on the field while he is on the power. President Magufuli is a president, and at the same time, he is a candidate for the presidential post. So sometimes when he go out to the field and he sees the situation is not good or is difficult from the voters, he's trying to change his position from being the candidate and stand as the president of the United Republic of Tanzania. For example, 3 days ago when he was in Geita, he decided to appear in front of the voters as the president and not the candidate. To me, as an analyst here in Tanzania, I think it is totally unfair, because where do we define Magufuli as a candidate, and where do we define Magufuli as a president? I think the law should draw the line between when the candidate is supposed to speak as the president and when the candidate is supposed to speak as the contestant for the presidential post. There is a need here in Tanzania to recheck our legal system, to recheck our constitution, especially during the campaign. All candidates should be treated equally because of the way President Magufuli sometimes he acts as the president while he's on the ground, sending out his manifesto, trying to convince the voters. He's not supposed to act as a president. He's supposed to act as a candidate for the presidential post.
You said every candidate should be treated equally. Do you think the National Electoral Commission in Tanzania, or NEC, is treating all the candidates equally and fairly for the elections?
NEC is trying, but not absolutely, for 100% treating all candidates equally. Because of what? We have been sometimes see some of the ruling party candidates trying to use the power. For example, not only the president, even some of the candidates at the MP level, those who are trying to, they are contesting to be the member of the parliament, they are still ministers. When they go out to the field, they use that power of being the ministers to sell out the manifesto or their promise to the voters. That is the challenge we see. And we don't see the intervention of the National Electoral Commission here in Tanzania to resolve that problem or to intervene and tell the candidates that you are all equal. And it has been the problem here in Tanzania since 1992, when our nation decided to legalize the multi-party system here in Tanzania. Why sometimes, if you see someone is contesting to be the member of the parliament, but when he is on the stage, selling out his or her manifesto, he used his power or her power as a minister to convince the voters. The same with the presidential post. We see sometimes someone is contesting and he or she using the power as a president to convince the voters. And we don't see any measures taken by the NELC to harmonize the situation, to intervene and to make the campaign fair to all candidates. And also, we don't see the policymakers, the activists, even the peacemakers here in Tanzania trying to intervene and finding the solution, because it has been the problem. It has been the big complaints from the opposition side that sometimes the NEC is still silent while other candidates, they're not playing fair game. I think NEC should do something extra to make it clear and to harmonize the situation.